Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ruth Sherman's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. She's an internationally recognized expert on intercommunication, personal communication, and speech. She is. She has a great website, Ruth. Give it to us, please.
RuthSherman.com.
How about that?
Thanks, Jim. Yeah.
That's as easy as it gets. They can find all your writing and how to find your book and how you work with people there.
Absolutely, yep, and they can see a video of me.
That's worth the trip, folks. I promise you, the lovely and talented Ruth Sherman. So, Ruth, we're talking about a concept that you introduced to us, disinhibition effect, which is where, well, tell us again what it means.
It means the way we communicate online without the benefit of being able to see somebody's face will generally make us or give us the permission and disinhibit us from maintaining our politeness. And
in the ugly extreme, in the ugly extreme, we all know about the young girls, let's say, because this is where it seems to have happened more than other times. The young girls have gotten together and have ripped on another little girl. And it actually caused that child some pain and maybe even caused them to do something very drastic.
Right.
That's what you're talking about.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, and it happens to adults, too. You know, we were talking about a recent TV show that actually was centered on, that was the topic. But
right.
One of the things that got me interested in this for this this week's e-zine, which is why I looked at it and why I'm talking about it today, is the Monet Davis news story. Monet Davis, young teenager, baseball whiz, young girl, mm-hmm. who was hit on online by a boy, who mm-hmm. a university student, who, you know, said some very nasty things about her, very gratuitous, and that is why I started to write about it.
For no reason. He just decided to be mean.
He just decided to be mean, and he wasn't inhibited from being mean. He wasn't inhibited because he wasn't standing there in front of Monet, a wonderful child.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And thinking that, and here's the rest of the story. He will be known from now on as that person.
He'll be known from now on as that person.
It's in the media. If you later, you know, 5 years from now, if an employer, prospective employer, searches his name, which they will. Before they hire him, if they didn't remember it, they'll find him there.
They'll find out. That's one of the things. You know, never say anything online. Never post anything online. You don't want to be a permanent fixture for you.
That's exactly right.
Right?
Let's talk about the implications of all this. Down the road. We just talked about the implications for that young man, what that's going to do for him. But what about implications for the workplace, for the marketplace, for society? Is this an example where technology is heading us in the wrong direction?
I think what happens, Jim, is that the technology, you know, early on in your technology career, you know, as you're sitting there and you're growing up and you're perhaps a young person at work, you may not know about this yet. It may not have happened. However, in the workplace, you and I both know that sales only take place either face-to-face, preferably.
That's right.
Or voice-to-voice, at the very least, right? Business sales, big sales.
Yep.
The
mm-hmm.
big money doesn't happen from texting and emailing back and forth.
That's right.
And, you know, look, there are people who are going to be sitting behind their computers. It's part of their job. That's all they're going to do. They're not going to get very far. They're not going to get mm-hmm. much further than that. But the big money, the career money, the mm-hmm. leadership comes from meeting other people face to face, and you and I have talked about this.
So is part of this disinhibition effect not just a matter of hiding, of hiding and feeling a little more bulletproof, but is it also giving some people a feeling of a false feeling of of professional power, meaning I can do all this, I can reach all these people without having to get up off my backside and go anywhere, when the truth is, what you said is the truth, which is that if serious business is done face-to-face.
That's correct. And I think that was a really good insight, Jim, that it gives people power, perhaps power that they don't feel or have never felt.
Right.
Before. And so
disinhibition is not just about the teenagers.
No.
My friends, if you got, I don't know how many sales managers have told me over the last several years, you know, they had to literally almost lock their salespeople out of the building. They couldn't get them off the computer, off the email, off the social media.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're all guilty of it, Jim. I mean, in terms of the feelings, you get a nasty email or something comes over the transom that that's upsetting. It's very easy to fire off something, you know, response in kind. But you gotta put the brakes on.
Well, here's the thing, Ruth, and I know you do this too. I use the email, I use social media, I use all those tools. But on a regular basis, I just pick up the phone. Or I go see them, or I ask them to come see me.
Yep.
I did it yesterday.
Yeah.
I had a transaction that I could have sent an email by and done it, but I said, hey, let's get together, and we did, and we made the deal happen.
That's right. And it's up to us, I think, as business owners, Jim, and as people who have younger people working for us, to help them, to train them.
We have to, even when we feel a little bit dissed as we're doing it, right?
That's correct.
It's like the kids. We have to have the courage to discipline them, right?
Hey,
RuthSherman.com, right?
Yeah, RuthSherman.com, Jim.
Hey, Ruth, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
It was my pleasure. You bet. Have
Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Ruth joined us. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.